Hey everybody, it's Arlie, and you're listening to the Creative Journey Podcast. We're here to boost you up and inspire you to soar as you move along your creative path. If you'd like to stay in touch with me and everything Creative Journey, you can follow me on my Instagram or my Facebook pages at Arlie Cox. Let's get going. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody is doing well today. We are staring down the pipeline of the holiday season. It is a beautiful time for some and a tough time for some. And I just want to say that I hear you, I feel you, and I'm right there with you on all of the feelings. Today, there's not going to be a writing today that I read. I'm actually going to put out a challenge for you. And it's a really small, sweet, simple challenge. But as we look down the pipeline onto winter solstice, it is going to be maybe a welcome challenge for all of us just to do a little bit of reflecting. It honestly takes 5 minutes. So what is this challenge called? It's called Write Two Lists. I was doing some reading the other day on Seth Godin's blog and this exercise popped up and it was a Write Two Lists exercise. And I thought it was such a profound, powerful little exercise that I thought I would share with you guys exactly what this is about and invite you in. So I'm gonna be posting it on Facebook tomorrow. And if you want in, you want in. If you don't, don't. But it's pretty powerful. It takes very little time. And right before winter solstice, it's an awesome way to reflect on all of the things that we have done in our lives. And it's quite a profound little exercise. And it honestly takes 5 minutes. So, posting on Facebook tomorrow, if you want to join the group, I encourage you to do so. Okay, so here's what Write Two Lists is about. I'm going to put another disclaimer here. It is free for everybody who wants to join in. There's no charge, there's no cost. It's just a small 5 minute time commitment. and I think you will think it may be worth it. I don't know. So this is what it's about. The challenge. The challenge. The challenge here is to write two lists. Simple, right? List number one is for your eyes only. You take a piece of paper and write down all of the things that held you back in life. All of the unfairnesses, all of the injustices, all of the tough breaks, all of the things that were stacked against you when you were born, all of the people who didn't treat you fairly, all of your grievances, all of your limitations, and all of the folks who never trusted you. So this list is for your eyes only. It is about all of the things that held us back. So for example, I was born with a learning disability, which caused me to be bullied, and I still feel unworthy to this day. Another example, and this is just like, I'm just like pulling these out of the air here. I was a slow runner in school and they always made us run and it always made me feel bad because I always finished last. There are so many more examples. I could go on and on and on, but you kind of get the picture, I'm pretty sure. Now the deal with this list, it's probably going to be fast and easy to make because each of us knows exactly what this list contains, because we repeat it to ourselves, probably at least a section of it on the daily. It's true. So, you know, all of the things that held us back in life, we get to write this down now on a piece of paper, and then we tuck the list away. We tuck it away into a drawer for our eyes only to bring it back to read it whenever we see fit. We're going on to list number two. List number two. This is where the challenge comes in. So if you want in on this challenge, 5 minutes commitment, I'll zip you, get me on Facebook. I'll zip you into a private group. This is what happens in the private group. It's honestly 5 minutes. Okay. This group, the axioms of this group is this group will hold no judgment. This group, public area, private public area is a safe space. Okay. So this is very, very important. If we're going to do this together, we need to hold space for each other. It's not just me. It's not just you. It's everybody who's going to join in the group needs to hold a safe space for everybody else, because there's going to be some sharing going on. I would say try not to comment on other people's absolutely no commenting on other people's shares. So we just share, we can read other people's shares, we can witness the bravery, and we hold this space for a very short amount of time. And then what I'm going to do is after a week, I'm probably going to take the group down and it's going to disappear into the ether forever. So no judgment, absolutely safe space. Okay, so the challenge is to join this group, write and share this list, list number two, publicly in the private group. This is what list number two should state. What are your advantages? Who gives you the benefit of the doubt? What abilities were you born with that you didn't have to do anything to get? Who has given you a leg up or a head start? Who is willing to listen to you? List all of the things that have worked for you, your God-given talents, your innate ability, your amazing talent, your sweet big heart. It could be the smallest, tenderest of things to the most profound, biggest things. What are you good at? Are you good at listening to people? Are you good at holding space for people? Are you, did you just wake up one day and you were able to play the guitar? Or you were one day able to, you know, your parents gave you a leg up because they like fed you and clothed you and loved you, or, you know, they just put a roof over your head, which allowed you to develop as a human being, or it could be a number of things. This list could be as big or small. Both lists can be as big or small as you want them to be. It doesn't have to, be an essay. It can be point form. You can have crappy punctuation. None of this matters. There is no judgment in this space. So the second list is all your abilities and the things that gave you a leg up in the world, and people who helped you out and people who trust you emphatically. Okay, that is list number two. So what is the point of this exercise? The point is, it's the practicing of writing and sharing something that allows our brains to grab kinetic learning energy. So it's in the doing of it that we're able to physically write something down and physically see it. And when we write something down, it becomes 50 times more powerful than just observing the thoughts going in and out of our heads, because as we move through life, thoughts are floating in and out consistently. And just as with list number one, it's like all the stuff that we're bad at, all of our disclaimers, all of, you know, the examples we can give of our heartaches and our hard breaks in life. It takes something that just like floats and it makes it into something tangible. So we're able to observe and move through the energy of these thoughts in a different way. So like an example would be if you want to learn to drive a car, you just can't like watch somebody do it. You can, but it doesn't do the thing it would do if you got in the driver's seat and did it yourself. So the act of writing is a very powerful move to make. And I think we could do it together. I really do. I think we can do this together. So the act of writing are advantages particularly. So list number two, the public group, the public-private group, the act of writing your advantages is hard to do because when we do it, we actually have to own it, especially having witnesses in the group. So we're essentially like owning our abilities. It's really hard to do. It feels like really vulnerable. We have to own it. It's easier to own list number one because it's full of our disclaimers. It's easier to give ourselves the out. Of course, I can't do it because of blah, 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 disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Of course, I can't write because I was told at a young age that my writing was crap and nobody would ever listen to me. Of course, I can't run a 5K because my body isn't fit for running right now. Of course, I can't do the hard thing because, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. On and on. So the act of writing our advantages is hard to do because when we do it, we actually have to own it in a way. Okay. The takeaway. What's the takeaway on this little 5-minute exercise? The takeaway is we get what we practice, we get what we learn, and we get what we do. So when we practice something, when we practice sharing in this way, we kind of like it solidifies something within us on a deeper level. When we practice in this way, we learn it on a deeper level, and we do it on a deeper level. So seeing the list on the private page is free. It's going to be a safe space, and it's also really powerful. Again, just private message me on Facebook if you want in. This is by no means a ploy to get people onto my Facebook page. It's just a way for us to share in a beautiful, beautiful space. And again, too, it's going to be up for a week. I'm going to take it down probably before Christmas. No, on Christmas Day. I'll take it down on Christmas Day. So just write your list, put it out there, witness, read, share. And if you write your list by Friday, it'll be a sweet little solstice reminder and a step in bravery and courage and a witnessing and a welcoming back in of the light. This could be really fun, and it also could be very terrifying. But again, too, if this, that's why I want to keep it real short. It doesn't have to be a profound list of things, you know, like it could be very, very short and sweet and point form. And, it doesn't really matter, just as long as if you're coming into the group, you share. So that's one of the axioms. So one of the axioms, I really want this to be, if you're going to commit to this little exercise, come into the group and you have to share, because you can't just sit there and witness everybody sharing and not share, because I don't think that's fair on the people who are doing the work. So you have to come into the private group and share your list of abilities and good things that have given you the leg up and God-given talents, and the list goes on there. But please, please, if you're going to join in, you gotta commit. It's okay to commit to things. It's not going to hurt us. Trust me. Although sometimes when we commit to things, you know, it does do something on the other end. However, can I just say, talk about commitment. I had my little studio recital on Sunday night, and I witnessed so many powerful beings. Man, there was so many powerful men and women there. We all jammed into this tiny little space. Everybody was sitting on top of everybody. There was standing room only in the back. And I witnessed some of the most brave acts of art. I had people that were like, no, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. This is crazy. It's too much. Come in, stand up tall, walk to the front of the room, grab that mic and sing or play their little hearts out. And I could not be happier and more proud of everybody who did that, because that right there is a show of commitment, strength, ability to maneuver in a hard space when people are watching you. And everybody did it, and I am so proud that I get to do what I do in the world with the people that I get to do it with. I love encouraging artists, and that is exactly what my studio is here to do. It's here to heal our little soul wounds, and it's here to encourage people to be the best that they can be and encourage art making. And it filled me up. It was my first concert back in a really long time, so I took a bunch of time off, and it filled my cup right up. It was a lot of space to hold, but it filled my cup right up to the brim. And I just feel really, really grateful to be in space with so many brave, wild, courageous hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to sign off here. So if you want in this group, Facebook message me. I'll be posting on Facebook. So it will be on my Facebook page. And then you just like, let me know if you want in. I'll zip you over to the private group. We can all write our lists, witness it for a week, and then out we go with a blazing ball of fire. Happy winter solstice, everybody, and release what no longer serves you and welcome that light back in. Things are shifting and changing all the time, and aren't we just the most sweetest, brave, courageous people in the whole wide world? So I can't wait to talk to you soon.